We often hear the phrase humane slaughter, but what exactly does it mean? How are big plants different than small processors? How can you be sure that the animal you're eating was treated with respect and honor in its last moments? Some folks, like Temple Grandin, doctor of animal science, best-selling author, and consultant to the livestock industry, have dedicated their lives to improving the industrial slaughterhouses that are the biggest culprits when it comes to issues of inhumane slaughter. On episode 92 of The Main Course, Temple described some of the basic things required to make an animal feel happy, safe, and reasonably secure on the way to the packing plant.
I get asked all the time if cattle know they're going to get slaughtered. That's a question I had to answer when I first started my career. So I'd go over to the local Swift plant, watch the cattle go up the chute, and then I'd run out to a ranch or a feed yard and I'd watch cattle going up the vaccinating chute, and I found that they behaved exactly the same way in both places. And then I started trying to figure out what are cattle really afraid of. So I got down in the chutes to see what the things were they were balking at. And they'd balk at a coat on a fence. They'd balk at a shiny reflection on the floor, a piece of chain hanging down, seeing people walking by up ahead, seeing moving equipment. And if you remove these distractions, then they walk up the chute. They also are really scared of the dark. In many, many plants, I found that just putting a light on the entrance so it wasn't dark would entice the animals to enter. They don't like the dark. They don't like little moving distractions. They don't like air blowing on them. Another thing that's super important is non-slip flooring. I just cannot emphasize that enough. If the animals are skidding and sliding around, they're going to get panicky. I am sick and tired of going to a plant of any kind, and everything's fine when I'm there, and then 3 weeks later, an animal group comes into a chicken plant that was fine when I was there, and then they were doing all kinds of stuff, throwing birds around, putting three birds on a shackle and all kinds of nonsense when I wasn't there. You know, I'm getting more and more into the management. I can't design a system to stop bad management.
It's not only the treatment of animals in the slaughterhouses that raises concern, it's also the way these animals have been designed and engineered. Frank Reese of Good Shepherd Poultry Ranch, one of the good guys in the fight against inhumane slaughter and commodity farming, describes the dangers of genetically engineered poultry on episode 92 of The Main Course.
Because you have this animal that grows 300 times faster, the genetically engineered commercial chicken, it suffers from many, many ailments, fractured legs, fractured wings, inability to take in oxygen. It makes no difference if it's out on pasture, if you've got it in those tractor systems, whatever, it's within the genetics. And we know that 30 to 40% of those chickens arrive at the processing plant with fractures. So the suffering, to me, happens during the growing period.
Thankfully, there are other options when it comes to sourcing your meat. Small family-owned facilities such as Paradise Locker Meats exist to support and serve patrons and families in a sustainable manner by processing meats from small family farms, building awareness of local, natural food, and providing quality, wholesome products with dedication, integrity, and honesty. Nick Fantasma of Paradise Locker Meats explained on episode 85 of The Farm Report, hosted by Aaron Fairbanks, how they try to make sure the animals are not stressed upon arrival.
We definitely like to have the animals here within a certain time frame. We like to try and schedule our drop-offs to where the animals do have time to rest. A ride in a vehicle, a ride in a trailer can be stressing to an animal. It's out of its normal circumstance, out of its normal habitat, and not sure where it's going or what's happening.
He then goes on to describe how they make the slaughter as quick and painless as possible.
We do an electronic stun. It's done behind the head. The hog is rendered unconscious, and we have about a 30 to 45 second window to get that hog in the air and get the blood out of the animal. The actual physical sticking of the hog is done within seconds. For a hog to bleed out totally, 15 to 20 seconds.
The most important thing to remember is that the less stress the animal experiences while being processed, the better the meat ends up tasting. Buying meat can be confusing and complicated. How can you as a consumer make the right choice? Above all, stay educated. Look to small family farms. Buy heritage breeds. Learn who processes the meat you're buying. Find out where it was raised and where the genetics are coming from. Look for stamps of approval like Certified Humane or Animal Welfare Approved, which ensure the meat on your plate meets these standards. Get back in touch with the process, and your heart, soul, and stomach will thank you. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Today's program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit Cane5.com.